I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two.
Hey there, welcome everyone back to the Unburden Your Business podcast. I'm super excited to spotlight not only one of my clients, but one of my friends and one of my fellow female insurance agency owners. And she is, I call her my unicorn because she definitely is doing business different than a lot of ways people do and the way they kind of show up in our industry. And I love the fact that it's different. I think that one of my biggest things is always like think outside the box. And so I'm really excited to have Daniela here with us. And we're going to just talk a little bit about, you know, business, what it's like to be a woman in our industry and in business in general. She's also married and a mother of two beautiful boys. And there's definitely been some ups and downs in business and different things. And even as we've worked together, just getting to know each other and working towards all her strengths and fixing all the different gaps and weaknesses and things like that. And so I'm really excited, Daniela, to have you. Welcome.
Hi, Cassidy. Thank you. I'm so excited. This is my first time being a guest as a podcast. So.
Yeah, you're going to see. I told you before, it's super easy. We just talk and just kind of have a conversation. And I know you are such an interesting person and you also have so much, you know, to say and give, and your journey is probably very similar to a lot of people. And we've talked a little bit about this, just like about, you know, really giving the real life examples of what it's like and what we're going through and some of the things that people don't always see. Sometimes people just see the success. They don't see the rest of the iceberg, right? Underneath, like if you've ever seen that, yes, that visual. But I think me and you definitely, even when we get on calls, you know, we've got kids running around, we've got different things going on, and that's the reality. So I just kind of want to start off and just ask you, I know before you really became a business owner, you were doing other things. What sparked your interest in deciding to take the leap, taking the risk, to be able to gain all the things that you want for your life to become a business owner?
Well, I actually have a long history in insurance. So I've experienced like the agency side, I've experienced the carrier side, and I've been in corporate and in small businesses. So seeing kind of the broad scope of how the entire business works, it gave me a little bit of an idea of where I could reach my limit, I guess. And so I felt like after being in corporate for over 7 years, it felt like my position had a limit and I didn't like that. I was always kind of striving for a little bit more and being able to, you know, have my ideas put in place and things like that. So that got me really excited and thinking of other ideas and things to do. So in talking to my husband, you know, we work really well together in our plans for life or whatnot. So we were thinking like, you know, what if we just, you know, went on our own and started our agency, and how could we do that? And we started the planning process and all that. So in doing that, I got really excited, and it kind of sparked my motivation to say, you know, I can actually do this on my own. It was very scary though, because I definitely left an extremely high pay salary with very nice benefits, lots of, you know, car, computer, this. I mean, I had a great position where I was. So it was definitely a risk and a jump from going to, from stability, I guess, and a well-off place to, you know, I'm going to be able to do this on my own and eventually hopefully not just get to where I was, but surpass that with nobody telling me that there's a limit, you know? So that was my goal or my intent when I started the whole, you know, way there.
So talk to me a little bit about what that process looked like. How did you think to yourself, okay, I definitely want to get into this industry. I know I want to own my own business, but like, what were the steps that you took to get to becoming a business owner? And I think that your plan or the way you went about it is a little different than some people, and sometimes similar. There's a lot of people that are doing kind of what you're doing. So tell me a little bit about how that became a reality.
Okay, so I was marketing director at an insurance carrier. So I was surrounded by a lot of agencies. At some point, I was managing over 1,200 agencies. So I had a lot of interaction and networking with agents in the field, specifically in my area. And what I found was a lot of the agencies struggled with getting new appointments or new contracts with carriers. Being in Florida, that's not always an easy thing to do. But having the knowledge and the networking ability that I had and the conventions, the contacts through the carrier side and all that allowed me to talk to a lot of the marketing representatives from other companies and get some feedback. What if I, you know, go off on my own? What are my possibilities? What does that look like? And essentially they all came to the same conclusion, which was, well, if you're going to start off from scratch, you're probably better off buying a book of business just to kind of open up some doors from the get-go. Now, the relationships that I had established helped me quite a bit in establishing those contracts. There's plenty of contracts you can't just get immediately unless you have an established book. So that helped me there. But our goal was to acquire one or two existing books of business from agencies specifically that had retired or somebody that I actually had known in the past and I just happened to know that sold or whatnot. So that's what we did. And we felt that was a good into the industry from the agent portion of it, which got us all the contracts and then built from there. That was our intent.
Okay. So for anyone who's listening, who doesn't necessarily understand our industry too, because we do have a lot of business owners that listen in for general business things. So a book of business in the insurance industry really is like your book of clients. And this is something that can be transferred, sold. You own your clients and you can transfer them to other people. They stay with the same carriers. They basically get the same thing. It's just like under new management, quote unquote, right? And so your plan was to purchase a couple books of business that have that incoming revenue coming in immediately. So you get that injection of revenue. And what you can do is then take some of that revenue and pay back the book of business you purchased. So you're actually using the amount of money that you make every month to pay back either a loan or that person under the terms that you've agreed on. And or you could pay for it in full if you have the funds. Most people don't. So that is a way to get into our industry and just immediately start with some revenue so that you can start picking up with some profit right away. And so how has that gone for you in regards to acquiring all these new clients and transitioning to now being, you know, the new owner and the new person that they need to be in contact with for their policies and their business?
I mean, it was definitely a little messy at the beginning. I mean, it was kind of like getting on a bus while it's moving. That's one of the things that I always use as an example, because the truth is, you are. I mean, all of a sudden you're sitting on a desk with the previous owner and they're going over, you know, the its bits of everything. And suddenly the owner's like, you know, they're involved to an extent, but for a period of time, but they're not there with you every day unless you chose to, or the owner's, you know, wanting to. So when they leave, you're just like kind of left in the dark. You're like, oh no, now it's all me now, you know? And so you just kind of have to, I don't know, take the bull by its horns, I guess, and you just get familiar, you get involved, you talk to the books that I purchased came with two employees. So I had to, you know, set the stage for my new employees, kind of learn from them too, because they had already been with the book for a while. So it was a learning experience, definitely a learning curve. There are some lines of business that I acquired that I wasn't necessarily the most proficient in. So I had to dig in into those. And little by little, just kind of, you know, working late hours. I mean, trying to take as many calls as I could myself so that I could have the opportunity to get immersed in the day-to-day and also get to know and acquainted with the existing clients. So the transition initially was more of a, hey, you know, because we had the existing employees, we kind of just didn't necessarily make a huge announcement out of it. We just said, hey, this is Daniela. I'm here at the agency now. And we made it more of a seamless thing because we don't want to scare people necessarily. So we didn't want them to think like, oh my God, what's going on? You know,
especially when you paid so much for something and you need to retain those clients to continue having that revenue. Yeah. It's very scary to like feel like as soon as you come in, a bunch of people are going to jump off the bus, right? And then you're like, okay, now what do I do? Talk to me about the interesting dynamic of acquiring new employees who didn't necessarily ask for this. And, you know, they've had habits, they've had interactions with the previous owner, they've had experience in this already, and here you come. How has that dynamic been in regards to how do you transition and how do you, like, you know, and I know a little bit about that, right? But like, talk to me a little bit about what that's been like.
Another challenge, you know, along the way was definitely that, you know, like you said, people come set in their ways. They have habits that they've established through working under somebody else, right? So now I came in and I had all these ideas. And so I wanted them to not just be dreams, right? I wanted them to be taken place, but I also had to take into consideration that I can't just come in and, like, you know, do this major overhaul from one day to the next. So slowly but surely, I took on what they were doing. I learned a lot about what they were doing. They didn't take it the wrong way. I mean, because I just kind of went with their flow initially. Then I realized as I started to implement some of the changes, when I realized, okay, I really don't like the way this is done, I'm going to start changing it to make it this way, I started definitely encountering some confrontation, and there was a little bit of pushback for sure to this day. But that's when I started to figure out, okay, how can I make this better for myself? And so now that we're on year, you know, a few years in, we've decided, okay, now this is the year where we want to start to establish new processes and just kind of like, okay, get everybody rowing in the same direction, right? We always talk about the rowing. And so that we can all head forward to what I have in mind for the business. So I feel like now after a few years, it's been the transition period is kind of over in terms of the book and the data that has been to be put in. So now we move on to like the processes and systems so that we can scale, as we discussed with you in the past.
Yeah, and how to become more efficient and how to really refine all these things. And I mean, we've talked about, you know, if this person is not in line with your vision, it is okay to then go find the right people, because having the right people in the right seats is going to make or break you. And, you know, there's no way in hell I would allow you, not that you need my permission, but where I would allow anyone to feel like they're stuck and they have to deal with certain people on their team. Like, this is yours. This is your vision. This is your dream. And there are people out there that will hook arms with you and help you get there. So I think that we're definitely on that path. Talk to me a little bit about the dynamic of marriage. Both you and your husband are basically business owners and work kind of independently. What is that like? How has that been as far as, like, you know, just the stress? Because I know in my own life, me and my husband are both entrepreneurs too. And like, we talk about business and we help each other out, but there's always too that pressure of like, you know, he understands business. So like, if I don't make it in a certain way or whatever, I feel that pressure, not anymore today, but especially in the beginning of like, I got to make this work because, you know, I want to make sure my husband's proud of me, that he's not stressing about financials, that I didn't just put our family in a burden, that, you know, he understands the vision. And I mean, for a couple of years, I didn't make any money and I'm paying for kids to be in daycare and now it's costing us money and mommy's always stressed out. And like, it starts to have kind of wreak havoc on your family. So talk to me a little bit about what that's been like, at least in your marriage.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my husband, David, and I, like, we both, like you said, have our own thing. So there's definitely that mutual excitement for each other when it comes to, you know, or startup businesses or whatever we're working on. And so there's definitely that support. Initially, I felt personally a lot of, I don't know if I could call it guilt, but definitely a lot of pressure because I had let go of a significant amount of income, you know, where like now he has the primary income, and then it became kind of like, oh my God, I need to step my game up. I need to get there. And I couldn't get there soon enough. You know, I just had this anxiety like constantly and stressed because I needed to make up that money, get us back to where we were, because I made this huge leap into this, you know, entrepreneur journey. But that being said, I mean, we've also been, you know, very, like I said, supportive of each other. At the end of the day, I mean, we always try to like give each other feedback. Sometimes that goes well, sometimes not so much. Like sometimes we fight about it because, you know, we both don't want to, nobody wants to be criticized 24/7. And, you know, it's not necessarily a critique. Sometimes it's just like the way it's said and it's your husband, you know, so then it just kind of feels like a critique, even though he's just giving you feedback.
If the intentions are good and they're there for a reason, but yeah, of course it's like, you know, it's like when my kids fight or argue and it's like, I don't think they really want to hurt each other or they want it, but they're always together. Right. And they know so much about each other and everything that's going on. And
call you out.
You guys actually work like at the same desk right next to each other. Most of the part day to day right now, you and your husband work in the same room in your home at the same desk. Like, what is that like? Yeah. I don't know if I could do that. So like, kudos to you, but what is that like?
It drives him nuts. Like right now, you know, we're sitting here doing this podcast and, you know, he's outside waiting because he can't work.
You know, sorry, so David. Yeah, really.
If he's like on the phone on a call and I have a phone call, like I can't even hear myself think. So I'm just like, oh, go outside, you know, like leave me. Yeah. I need to talk. Like, so we definitely take, you know, those challenges in stride. Like we're not, you know, we don't like fight every day about it or anything, but we do have to do a lot of work around, which definitely creates stress and anxiety. And especially when, you know, we have perpetual kid interruptions, which are never, you know, lacking.
Yeah.
They're always coming in every 5 minutes, like asking for something, a snack, a this and that. So we manage to like, you know, function properly. I wouldn't say it's like an ideal setup, but we function.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a mutual respect and understanding there that you both are important, both of your careers and businesses and the work you do and the clients you have to interact with, they're all important. There's no like, mine's more important than yours. You find a way to groove through all the things that happen on a day-to-day basis, which I think is what's the most important thing that, you know, the message could be put across. And it takes time. It takes time to finesse that and to grow that. I know it took me a couple years, if not a few years, to really not feel the pressure or the guilt or...
I feel like it goes in phases a little bit too, right? Like, yeah. I mean, like there's periods of time where, you know, let's say we didn't have the best month or whatever, like I didn't, you know, blow it out of the water. Then I'm just like, then I'm more stressed out than he is. So it's not like my business is more important, but it kind of sways his way, my way, you know, it goes both ways. So then when one needs most support, I mean, we notice that it's kind of swaying one way too much, like it goes too much far into that side. Then we sit down again and we're like, all right, we definitely notice like we're all day arguing, like this is something's wrong, right? Something's off. So we sit down, we have a talk and we're like, all right, let's stop this shit, you know, and let's try to just go back to, you know, supporting each other and what we're supposed to be doing, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love that you guys have that dynamic. It's kind of like this dance back and forth of like, and it's supportive, even though sometimes it can feel uncomfortable and you have that support. So it's definitely a blessing as opposed to something that's not maybe. Talk to me real quick about that's so important, right? Like the fact that you have those common goals, that's why you guys can show up and support each other and allow each other to be like, okay, you're going off the rails a little bit. Let me pull you back in. And he can show up for you when you need it. You can show up for him when he needs it, which I think is awesome. Talk to me a little about what your expectation was for business income, how hard it was going to be, how many hours it was going to take versus reality.
All right. Well, I always knew it was going to be harder work or like say longer hours. So I kind of went in with that expectation, but I never realized until I was in it how much work it actually took. Like, you know, you go to work, you go to your 9-to-5, nothing wrong with that, but you leave work and you're done. Even when in my previous field, I was still taking work home and doing extra things, but it still ended the moment that I submitted whatever I needed to submit. Here, there's no end. Like it's constant. There's so many moving parts to the business that you don't realize until you're in the entrepreneur seat, right? So managing the business, the administrative part, the accounting part, talking to the bookkeeper, talking to the staff, dealing with this, the time off, juggling that, the system, the process, the computer, the IT guy. I mean, everything's happening and everything sometimes happens at once. So you're trying to move forward and it just feels like you're kind of just walking, treading water. Like it doesn't feel, definitely doesn't feel easy. Like sometimes you feel you take one step forward, three steps back, you know, and so it's discouraging. And so you're like, oh, come on, but what can I do to make this, you know, take those three steps forward next time? So you definitely learn from your mistakes. I definitely didn't know a lot about owning a business before this. I educated myself a little bit just by reading, but reading isn't the same as the actual, you know, real life stuff. So it helped me, but I still needed help. So, I mean, I definitely found myself in a position where I kind of felt just that I hit a wall a little bit. And that's kind of like actually when I met you, which felt great because now I feel like it's kind of opened my flow again, being able to like have a direction again. And just my head was just so jumbled with everything. And I couldn't make the time to like establish those things, and my dreams just felt like they were just, I was just in the middle of a routine and just in a rut, you know?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes for me, it's helped significantly. I've always been this way. I've always felt like even when, you know, physically, like if I had to go train at a gym, you know, I always felt like having a physical trainer helped me because I needed to stay on track and just tell me how to do things and help me align my, what I needed to get done. And that was probably the reason, the biggest reason why I felt like I needed an outside person to kind of give me better direction, just kind of clear things up for me, because I was so deep into my overwhelm that I just couldn't see things clearly anymore. And I was just, that just doesn't let me move forward.
Totally. I mean, we talk about this all the time that sometimes you're so deep in it, you're sitting here treading water. It's not like you can look out to the horizon and see that there's an island, right? Like you're almost just trying to just stay above water. And it's so nice to have even just like one person on your side that can be a sounding board. And so many times we talk about, you know, the podcast that came out today, depending on when you're listening to this, is about overthinking and overcomplicating. And you're definitely the type of person that like, you need to know the details. And I'm similar in that sense too. And you start to spiral or go down all these things that could happen or should happen, or what if this and what if that. And sometimes it cripples you from taking even just one step or an action, and then having the dynamic of being able to like even just message someone and be like, hey, this is happening. This is what I've thought about it. Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts? Or
bounce it off of somebody, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And then suddenly it's like, okay, it's clear. And now I can take a step. And the more you have that clarity, the more you can take action. So we've talked a little bit about some of the struggles. What are some things that you struggled with that you feel like you've overcome?
One of the things that I definitely struggle with, is just being more assertive, when it comes to decision-making, things like that at the office. I've always second-guessed myself, like this wasn't confident enough. I was like, oh, but what if I make the wrong decision? And, you know, there's so much pressure to make the right move every single time. And I mean, you know, I basically kind of understanding and coming to terms with the fact that just because I own a business doesn't mean I'm not going to make mistakes. Just because I own a business and I'm the boss or whatever, like, doesn't mean that, you know, I have to know every single thing all the time. And, you know, it's okay to learn from others. It's okay to not be the one that everybody goes to, you know, it's fine. So that definitely has been something that has changed. And I think I'm still a little bit in the works, but I feel like I've definitely had major improvement, and that's boosted my confidence quite a bit in being able to just, you know, address the things that I need, based on what I want and not just necessarily what my fears lead me to believe. Right.
Yeah. And even just stepping into that assertiveness in an empowering way and giving yourself permission to screw up if you have to. But also understanding like, yes, you can get help, and yes, you don't have to know everything all the time, but you are the boss and you have to take responsibility. And if you don't make it happen, nobody else is going to sit there and make it happen. So you have to embrace that assertiveness, but in an empowering way that's going to help you get to where you want to go, and take it as a blessing and be grateful for that position and that ability to do that, as opposed to be like, oh shit, I'm going to go stick my head in the sand and I'm just going to hide away from everything because I don't know what to do next, or I just feel overwhelmed. And it's like, nope, we're going to take this, we're going to do the best we can, and we're going to take action and we're going to move forward. And you've definitely been doing that. So tell me a little bit about, as you're working through all these things, like, what do you see for your future? What would you love to see 5 years from now?
I would love to have the agency just be, you know, operate on its own in a way, you know, have it be a well-oiled machine. I want it to be a well-oiled machine so that obviously there's always going to be things that come up, but so that I can take more time and have, everybody wants more time and freedom, you know, at the end of the day, that's my goal. I mean, I don't want to work 10,000 hours every for the rest of my life, you know, so I do want more time and freedom for me. And I want to create a great office environment where people that work for me also have that ability to do that, so that, you know, we spend 90%, like pretty much all our day, more hours at work than in our own house. So I want the people to go to work for me also to feel that they can go to a place where they can have that feeling of like, okay, it's not, I'm not the owner, but I kind of have ownership of whatever they're taking care of. You know, I want them to feel like they're part of something and, you know, feel good about coming to work and feel like, you know, fulfilled and make the money that they need to make to get their dreams going. And I want it to be that kind of place. So I want everybody to have that feeling. And obviously, you know, money wise, you know, hey, I want to travel like crazy. So post-COVID, hopefully. So I definitely, you know, want that too for myself, my family, more time with them, enjoy more of what life's about, you know,
not just 100%. And how do you feel like, how do you feel about where you are now on that path as opposed to 6 months ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, since I started working, it definitely felt like I stalled. Then when I started talking with you, actually, it made a huge difference. So I'm like forever grateful because I swear, like, obviously, you know, now you're like my friend. It like feels so easy to work with. I don't feel like, oh my God, you know, like I have this, you know, person looking over me, like, you know, it doesn't feel that like that. It feels more like, oh my God, like I need to bounce off of this off of Cassidy. Like, I want to talk to you about it. And it helped me a lot with, again, what I wanted to achieve, which was the systems, the processes, the things that need to be in place for that to happen, like for me to get to my goal. So since that, I've definitely seen like way more organization, a lot more ease of, what do you call it? Like ease of that pressure of overwhelm, because I'm learning to separate my times for when I do what and how I do it. So I'm in essence, I'm liberating time to do what I need to do, which is focus on the growth of my business, right? So I'm still in the process of getting there, but I definitely feel a difference from now to 6 months ago. My husband even mentioned to me, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like, I need to go hug Cassidy right now because it's so great. Like, I've seen you, especially him, that he's seen me evolve through the years, you know, from, you know, over 10 years ago that we've been together to the person that I am now. And not just personally, but as a business owner, and how much growth there's been. I mean, it's like, he's proud of me. And I, to be honest, I'm proud of me too, finally, right?
I'm proud of you too.
it's been a big journey. And it definitely felt at times when I wanted to just like give up 100 times. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm just going to give this up. I'm just going to go back to work for somebody, because obviously I'm not meant for this. You know, all that negative talk that you tell yourself, like, that's just kind of subsided a lot since I've been able to get a grip on things. And it definitely feels like I got more of a grip on things. And again, it's going to take more time, but I'm definitely on pace for my goals, which is, I had set a number goal for, you know, my 5-year mark, my 10-year mark, and I'm on pace. So that just feels so good. So fulfilling. Feels so good.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out. I love talking to you regularly anyways. And I know that there's somebody listening to this that is like, yes, I'm going through that, or I went through that, or, oh, I wasn't alone in this. And you know, you can hear some of the struggles that are still going on. And honestly, even I struggled today with a lot of things. I'm doing a whole new business. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I have to get through the treading of the water and all of those humps and struggles to come out the other side. And I constantly have to tell myself too, like, you have climbed astronomical sized mountains before in your life. Why does it feel like this one that's in front of you is going to be any different or that much harder? If anything, it should be easier because you've done this before. And we all have to work on our mindset, and it doesn't change, you know, years and years down the road. So obviously my biggest thing is always to work on that. And I'm not perfect at it. Believe me, there are definitely days where I want to quit or I want to, you know, and it happens. But the thing is to get to a point where the days, and I saw this somewhere the other day, but the days that rock you become less frequent and the days that you rock it become more frequent, right? And that's kind of what entrepreneurship is like. And it just gets better and better, but you still have to go through those growing pains. And it definitely sounds like, one, you're still in the thick of a lot of things, but now you kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and you understand a little bit more what it's going to take and what you need to do. And you've already been practicing that and implementing it and seeing the results of that. And so I am super proud of you. I feel so grateful to have you in my life as well. And that is what's so awesome about this type of thing. I mean, we've never even met in person. I'm going to make it happen, girl. I'm going to make it happen. And it's going to be like, we've never not met before.
I know. Yeah. I was just going to add something to what you were just saying really quick. I mean, as far as the mindset go, you know, one thing I've learned in life too, generally speaking, I mean, it says there's beauty in contrast too, right? So you have to experience the dark side to appreciate the light, right? You have to experience that in order to appreciate the good things. And now, like, I'm so grateful. I'm still, even though I still have a journey, like, it's still, because I've been in that, like, overwhelm and all that heaviness, then it just feels so much lighter now, because now I'm on the other side of the spectrum. We're getting there, right? So there is beauty in contrast.
Well, thank you, friend, so much for taking the time to hang out. You can let your husband back in the room now.
Yeah. Bye to Mark, man.
But tell everybody, you know, just in case they're wondering if they can connect with you on any level, where you're located and how they can find you. I know you do insurance in Florida. So I mean, just maybe tell them a little about your agency.
Okay. Well, our agency is called 11 Insurance Group and we're in Boca Raton, Florida. We write all over the state and soon in other states. So we specialize in a lot of in personal and commercial lines specifically. So we're trying to grow a lot of our commercial business. And we, you know, we have a great staff. We're great to deal with. We definitely are ethical, hardworking people. So if you need insurance and you're in Florida, you know, you can reach us.
How do they
call us? Actually, can I give my information?
Yeah.
Our phone number at the office is 954-561-6501. And you can talk to myself, to Ryan, to Martha, you know, any of the girls at the office you can speak to, and we'll be happy to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Daniela.
Thank you, Cassidy. Love talking to you.